So this week, Brooke came to me on Wednesday, and she said to me, man, I got to tell you, I am overwhelmed by the overflow of gratitude that has come from the children and from you over these last few weeks. And I'm just blown away by the amount of help you have poured into the management of the house between chores and working in the house and helping with things and all the time that you've given me to find time for myself, hit the gym, work on just some of the nicer things in life. That's been awesome. I feel rested. I feel vibrant. I feel like a new woman. And I got to tell you that I think it's time that I re-engage in the everyday workings of the home like I did before, just because I want to make sure I feel part of things and that I don't neglect my responsibility as mom and as wife. That same day on Wednesdays, pigs flew, mountains flew into the ocean, hell froze over, and Jesus returned. If you believe that that actually happened in my home, you're out of your mind. That never happens. When has a mom ever said, oh my, I'm overwhelmed by the gratitude of my children as they pour it into my life, and my husband has stepped in and just so unbelievably helped with the house that I don't even feel like I'm working anymore? It's never happened in my home, and I don't think it ever will. Not because Brooke is selfish, but because my kids don't say thank you, and they don't demonstrate gratitude, and they don't value mom. That's part of what being a mom is all about. And the reality is that today we celebrate Mother's Day because we have to, because the rest of the year we don't bother to celebrate moms much, do we? And so we have to actually make a holiday out of it and say, okay, buy a card, please, seriously. So what are we celebrating today? We are celebrating motherhood. We are celebrating what it means to be a mom. We are not celebrating simply women that have birthed children. There are plenty of women that have birthed children that know nothing about being a mom, and there are plenty of moms that have never birthed children. And we are celebrating motherhood today. We are celebrating those of you, those women out there that pour yourselves out for the sake of children. I was at a birthday party yesterday. My friend Angus was turning 15. His sister Erin, she is in her mid-20s. 10 years ago, her mother passed away, and she is the consummate mother for her brother. You watch her at this church as she cares for him, and you go, that is motherhood. She's never had a baby. She's never adopted a child, but she is celebrated today as a mom because she knows what it means to be a mother. So today we celebrate mothers. We celebrate you women out there that have poured yourself into children. And just to be abundantly clear on what that means so that you can kind of go, yep, that's me. I relate to that. I'm a mom. I'm kind of a big deal. Just so you know who those people are that we're talking to, I want to take the next 15 minutes or so and unpack for you kind of how I see motherhood as I observe it playing out so that you know if you're a mom or not, okay? And I've asked the Swagger Wagon mom to give us a couple of insights into this throughout the morning so that we can have a good feel for what it means. If you can relate to any of this, ladies, then you are a mom and we celebrate you today. So where does motherhood begin? It really begins with a change of focus, doesn't it? Where a woman, as all human beings, who is focused on what this life holds for her and what this life has for her and what she's going to get out of this life, has a child in some format. And when they find this child that they're going to mother, they shift their focus from themselves to the child. Take a look at this. So moms, tell me, have you ever spent time obsessing over what's going to be best for your children? Have you ever spent sleepless nights wondering where you're going to move to so that they can have the best schooling? Have you ever thought to yourself, should I do homeschool or private school or public school? Should I step in with this teacher or that teacher? How am I going to make sure that they're learning what they need to learn? Have you ever thought to yourself, man, my kids need to get all of the opportunities that they can have so that they can be the best that they can be? Have you ever sat back and thought to yourself, I want to make sure that they have the freedom in life to choose their own path and to choose their own career and to choose their own choices. But at the same time, I want to make sure that the choices they make are the right ones, so I'm going to kind of pick for them. And you're not sure where the balance lies. What do you tell them to do and what do you let them do? And you're not really sure and you agonize at night over that and wonder what's going to work and what's not going to work. Have you ever directed all of your focus into the well-being of your children? If you have, if that describes you in any way, then welcome to motherhood. This is a direct change of focus and of drive. A mom is somebody that has shifted her focus and drive off of herself and off of what is best for her and shifted it onto what becomes best for her children. She will pick a church, move to a state, go to anywhere, save up, do anything she can to make sure that her children have the best that they can have. And whatever she determines to be in that category, she's willingly able to set herself aside for that. A mother's focus changes, a mother's drive changes, and a mother is focused and driven on teaching and developing and growing her children into the best little people they can turn into. And that is where motherhood begins. But it's not where motherhood ends. It's just where it begins. Motherhood also moves from this incredible focus and drive for the well-being of children into a seemingly uncanny creativity that is born out of a mom, not out of a wonderful creative mind, but out of a necessity to be creative. I find with moms that they have an incredible ability to have uncanny things in their pockets, purses, diapers, bags, vans, and everything else that is ready for any situation, because a mom has learned that in life, where it was predictable before, you bring kids into the picture and predict ability goes out of the window. It's like they become little soldiers. Whatever war zone comes at them against their children or by their children, they are ready for it. And you know, you bump into a mom and it's like, what do you need? You need a diaper wipe? Right here. You need a lollipop? Got it right here. You need a Band-Aid? Bam. You need some medicine? I'm on it. I mean, like, where? Are you Mary Poppins or something? And moms are incredibly creative in their emergency kits. No matter what's going on in life, no matter what's happening, no matter what you're going through, you're on it, right? You're ready. And you're just dealing with whatever you need to deal with in order to make it through the reality of life and kids and children, keeping them safe and keeping yourself safe from them. And that's how a mom runs. That's how a mom functions. If you are sitting here going, oh yeah, I can relate to that. I'm constantly trying to figure out how to get everything pulled into order for my kids, then welcome to motherhood. Mothers are also incredibly creative in their ability to provide for their children uniquely in the different things they do. Are you a mom that runs around and looks for the best deal on those little shoes you buy that are $112 in department stores, but if you do some research, you can find them for like 12 bucks because your kids grow out of them in 3 weeks? And you go, yeah, been there, done that. Welcome to motherhood. Are you the one that cuts coupons because you know you can make the value of your dollar stretch further and get better food for your kids, or at least food for your kids, so you can bring it home and you work diligently on that? Are you constantly looking for the best way to make sure that what provision God brings to you, you are utilizing and maximizing so that your family gets the best out of what comes your way? Welcome to the creativity of motherhood. And if that's you, then you are a mom. And then you are a person that is mothering. And that is awesome. Now, if you are a mom, that means that your focus and your drive has shifted to your children. That's what you think about. That's what you stress about. That's what you talk about. That's what you worry about. That you are constantly obsessed with trying to develop your children in the best way possible, balancing between who they want to be, who you want them to be, what they need to learn. You are constantly working hard to creatively make all the resources stretch well, and you have all your stuff with you so they're always safe and you're always safe from them. Then I suspect that the next thing that's true of you is this, that you are a woman that burns the candle on both sides, because moms tend to do that. See, moms, they wake up before it gets light, because what do they have to do? They got to get breakfast on the table, and they got to get lunches made, and they got to get the house in order before the husband and the kids make the mass movement into their rhythm for the day. Then as soon as the kids are settled into their rhythm, whether it's in homeschooling or sent out to school, they're off running the errands, buying the groceries, doing the things, couponing, finding the cheap shoes, doing stuff. They get home just in time for the masses to rearrive. They get dinner ready. They work themselves into a spin. They get the kids to bed. They do the ice waters, the potty for the third time, the brush teeth for the second time, and then finally say, if you get out of the bed again, it's over. And then once they're all settled down and it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, she hasn't gotten anything done on the rest of the stuff that's her responsibility. So she jumps in and the light stays on late while she tries to work the laundry for the next day and pay the bills because she's better at it and work in the management of the home, right? And if that's you and you burn the candle on both sides, then I can tell you something. You probably are not real familiar with this word, rest. And it's amazing how creative moms come to. Boy, we'll do anything to get some rest, won't we? And certainly moms fall into that category because it's not easy to find rest when you burn the candle on both ends. But the reality is there's something else in that last little video that also happens in the heart of a mom. In the world that we live in, as moms give their bodies, they give their minds, they give their hearts and their souls to their children, someday they wake up and they realize that they have so spent themselves for the kids that they are no longer fitting into the neat world America calls valuable. The magazines come out and they tell you what beautiful is and they tell you what we value in this culture and they show you the CEOs that are women and we celebrate all of that. And moms sit back and go, did I completely miss it? Have I completely wasted myself away? I don't have time to spend myself to make myself beautiful and wonderful and rested and all that. I'm busy. And I think a lot of times moms get to that point where they no longer feel beautiful and they no longer feel valued and they no longer feel appreciated. And the fact of the matter is when your neighbor tells you you're cute, as inappropriate as that is, you'll take it because you're like, at least somebody still thinks I'm cute. And I want to tell you something. That when I step into Scripture, God has something to say about that. He has something to say about moms and their value. And I'll tell you where we find it, interestingly enough. We find it in one of the most famous passages about womanhood. We find it in the book of Proverbs at the very end in Proverbs 31. Grab your Bibles, would you, and turn with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 31. In our Bibles that are under the seats, go to page 463. 463 of our Bibles. Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 is the closing of the book of Proverbs where Solomon has collected and put together these incredible sayings, mostly written by him, some written by some others, and closes it out with this incredible and famous proverb about the value and extraordinary nature of a woman. And most of the time, ladies, when you hear this proverb, it is the ideal for women, right? The Proverbs 31 woman, you've all heard about it. And you are supposed to try to become this woman, and when you are, you'll reach the pinnacle, and every husband dreams for you to be this. And it's all about being a wife. But here's the deal. As I read this passage again, and I thought about moms, and I read this, I'm like, wait a second. God is talking about moms right here. Take a look and listen. Proverbs 31 verse 10 starts this way. A wife of noble character, who can find? ? This author's saying, who can find a woman like this? I'm about to unpack for you a woman so amazing that if you find her, just be grateful you got her. And then he says this, she is worth far more than rubies. So the woman we're about to talk about, folks, let me just start here. How valuable is she? Very. So much so, more valuable than precious jewels, more valuable than beauty. She's hard to find, and if you find her, you hold on to her. So let's take a look at who this woman is. See if any of this sounds familiar to you. Let's jump to verse 26. Verse 26 says, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Does that sound familiar to you? Have you ever obsessed and worried about your kids' education and what your kids are learning and what they're going to know spiritually and what you're going to teach them and what they're going to know about God and what you're telling them and what you're saying to them and who's teaching them and what church they're on? Have you ever done that? Have you ever spent yourself trying to make sure that everything that's poured into them is wisdom? Have you ever felt as a mom that you can't do it, that you're not wise enough and you don't say the right things and your kids are going to derail in life because you're not smart enough? Well, guess what? If that's you, welcome to Proverbs 31. Welcome to the obsession of pouring wisdom and wealth and knowledge into your children. Have you spent yourself taking care of the household chores and the things that need to be done and making sure everything's in its place? Welcome to this woman. Listen to this. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. If you're a mom, this is you right here. This is how you live. Take a look at this. It doesn't stop there. Verse 16, she considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for the task. In the end of verse 19, she grasps the spindle with her finger. Look at verse 21. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. Do you hear what this woman does? Sometimes I think we think to be a Proverbs 31 woman, we have to know how to do the spindle thing and do some sewing. We have to go and buy some vineyards, work in the business world, be a businesswoman and a Listen, all this woman is doing is taking the provisions that God has provided her and maximizing them for the good of her home. She is couponing, folks. She is bargain shopping for shoes so the kids don't outgrow them. She's looking for ways to stretch the dollar so that she can get the best for her kids. She is constantly making sure that they're clothed, that they're fed, that they're taken care of. So when it snows, she can say, by God's provision, I have stewarded that in such a way that my family is taken care of. She shares in the provision of the home along with her husband. As her husband provides, she takes that provision and maximizes it. You want to know if you're a Proverbs 31 woman? Read again. If you're a mom, you're a Proverbs 31 mom. By definition, we celebrate this reality today. Welcome to the best chapter in the world. You're in it, moms. You're in it. Listen to this. It doesn't stop there. Verse 15, she gets up while it is still dark and provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. And look at verse 18, she sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. Does that sound familiar? Sounds like she burns the candle on both ends, doesn't it? She's up early in the morning before the kids are up, and she's up late at night after the kids go to bed because she's working diligently to manage the home, take care of the kids, and meet every need. Moms, if you're a mom, you belong in this passage. It's describing you. It's describing what we celebrate. Don't wonder, how will I ever be a Proverbs 31 woman? If you're a mom, welcome to the game. It's awesome. But what I love about this passage most of all is that it describes this incredible woman who's basically living her life as a mom and a wife, doing her thing. And then God says this. Pay close attention. Verse 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. Verse 30, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. That's what you see in the magazines. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. See, what God says here is, listen carefully. If you choose in life to walk down the path into the calling of motherhood, into the calling of being a wife and a mother, it may feel like you've given up beauty and you've given up charm and you've given up the party life and you've given up the things that the world values. But let me tell you something, that strength and dignity mark a mom. And that although charm is cool and beauty is nice, it's fleeting like the wind. But a woman that has been developed into a woman that is selfless, fearing the Lord and giving herself for her children, is a Christ-like woman. And that, if you know Jesus, should be the heart of every one of us. God says, you want to know what I value? You want to know what I think is extraordinary? You want to know what I think is unbelievable? Is a human being that spends themselves for the sake of others. And moms, you do that. You do that. This is an incredibly high calling. One that we're called into that God values greatly. And when you spend yourself for the sake of others so that they might become better, as you moms do so often, you find yourself in good company in Proverbs 31. Now that would be cool, right? If God simply said, here's the explanation, this is a woman that is just laid out beautifully and where I have her and I value her and I think she's awesome, and though the world may say she spent herself for the wrong things, I say she spent herself for the right things, that would be enough. But that's not where it gets best. I think the best example of God's heart for mothers is actually found in the New Testament in John chapter 19. See, in John chapter 19, Jesus, who is God in the flesh, he's here on earth. He's the third person of the Trinity. He is living, breathing creator, and he's here, and he goes through the most miserable, horrible experience a human being can go through. He is taken into the courts. He is exhausted. He is sent to get beaten after he's beaten. He is ridiculed after he's ridiculed. He is thirsty and tired. He gets a cross put on his back. He walks up a hill. He gets the cross put up and he gets nailed to it. And he's dying a horrible death. And in the midst of that, we find out now that as the Messiah was dying for us, it was all intentional. It was all part of his strategy. It was all part of his rescue of us. And intentionally on the cross, he says certain things that deal with humanity at large, right? He says things like, Father, you have forsaken me. Why? Telling us, I'm forsaken. Pay attention. Then he says things like, it is finished. And he tells us the work is complete. What he's focused on is the world. He's changing everything, right? And in the middle of all that, in the middle of dying and death and the world and changing everything and rescuing humanity and everything, he stops in verse 26 of 19. And he looks down, and guess who's sitting at the cross? Mom. Mom is sitting there. And this is what he says. Mother, this is now your son. John, this is now your mother. And then he says his last words and he dies. What was he doing? What on earth was Jesus doing? He was making sure that his mom was taken care of. Isn't that extraordinary? The God of the universe dying for all of humanity, and he cares enough to stop in the middle of that, look at his mom and say, before I go, I just want to make sure you're taken care of. I think that's extraordinary. And I think it just demonstrates the deep value that God himself as a son placed on his mother. Mothers matter to God. They matter deeply. And they may not always matter to us, and they may not always matter to the children, and they may not always matter to society, but I can promise you this. Moms, you matter to God. You matter deeply. And God thinks you are a very big deal. And as we walk into this day to celebrate Mother's Day, I hope that you will be fully appreciated by your family today. And I hope that your husband and your children and the people around you will tell you how awesome you are all day long. And I hope you'll get cards and I hope you'll get wonderful things. But we all know that by the end of this day, that too will pass. And then I hope throughout this next month and this next 6 months and this next year, when you feel underappreciated, as you will be, and when you feel undervalued, as you will be, and when you feel overwhelmed, as you will be, that you will remember that the creator and sustainer of the universe begs to differ. And he thinks you're in very good company. When you feel like you've given up your body and your mind and your heart and your soul for the sake of your children, and maybe you've lost more than you know, God begs to differ. He says you've given yourself for all the right things, and you are walking in his ways, and he loves you because of that. When we spend ourselves for another, whoever we are, God values that deeply. Moms, as you spend yourselves for others, your children in particular, and your husband, God thinks you're awesome. Would you pray with me? God, just thank you so much for our moms and for the lifeblood that they've poured into us and continue to pour into us. Just thank you so much for all that you've given us in motherhood and in moms. And I pray right now, God, for all those women in this room that are mothers, that are spending themselves for the sake of children, whether it's people like Aaron who by circumstance found themselves stuck in motherhood and are now spending themselves for that sake, or whether it's moms that have birthed their own children, or whether it's moms that have adopted children, God, I pray for all of them that you would just give them strength and dignity in their journey. And God, for those women in this room that have the heart of a mom, that want to be a mom, that desire motherhood, that are ready for motherhood, but have not yet had the opportunity to pour themselves into children, God, I pray that you would just speak deeply to them, that you would whisper to them that you know their heart, that you know that they're moms and that they want to be. Give them opportunity on this planet to pour themselves in unique ways into other children until you bring to them the incredible wonder of having children of their own. God, remind them that you see their hearts and that you know them and that you value them deeply. God, for every woman in this room that has the heart of a mother, as they pour themselves out in that, would you bless them and keep them? Make your face shine on them. Be gracious to them and give them peace. And God, I pray that we husbands and sons and daughters would be reminded this day of the deep value that our moms are, and that we would demonstrate your mercy and love to them as they demonstrate it to us day in and day out. Help us to love our moms the way you loved yours. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Spirit. We love you, God. Thank you that you love moms. In Jesus' name we pray.